Markets are starting off the week in the red. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Syngenta. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures about a penny lower. Soybeans 2 to 3 cents lower. We'll take a look at those numbers here very soon. We saw corn close the week down 4 3/4 cents. Soybeans were up 3 cents. Wheat was down about 7.5. Traders booked profits on Friday, eager to see whether additional soybean export sales would follow President Trump's bullish trade comments that China is poised to push up purchases for the 25-26 marketing year. USDA supply and demand and WASDE reports are scheduled to be out on Tuesday. Overall, the data is expected to be bearish for corn with a large carryout estimate. For soybeans, exports forecast could be raised, a bullish slant. For wheat, USDA's inventory estimates could be robust. On Monday, USDA will release its routine export inspections report at 10 a.m. The Dow right now is trading down 32 points. European markets are mixed. Asian markets are trading higher on the overnight. Cattle futures fell back substantially from their highs when the news broke that President Trump was to lower tariffs on beef from Argentina to boost imports. Futures held some gains due to higher cash. Hog futures closed mixed despite the limited support. Opening cattle calls are for them to be steady to lower. Hogs look to be lower across the board. We'll take a look at those numbers coming your way right after this.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
On the overnight, March corn down 1 3/4 at 428.5. December new crop down 1 1/4 at 456.5. March soybeans down 2 at 1113.25. November new crop down 2.5 at 1091.5. Soybean meal down $4 at $299.60 per ton. Soy oil is 98 cents higher, 56.31. Chicago wheat down 1.5 at 528.25. Kansas winter wheat down 3 at 528.25 as well. Kansas spring wheat 1 3/4 lower at 568 even. Minneapolis spring wheat up a half, that's at 570.5. Oats down 1.5 at $3.25. On the Merck, live cattle saw triple digit gains to end the week. Lean hogs were double digits lower. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.